I've tried to be very clear through the entirety that before the session and the session, I thought there's four things that ought to be in an ethics bill, and I think we need an ethics bill. Those four things are getting some contribution limits, banning these committee to committee transfers, so we begin to get, you know, the secret money moving around committees is wrong and whatnot. I think we need to close that revolving door between legislators from being lobbyists, and we need to prohibit legislators from acting as political consultants. I mean, I think hiring each other for advice with political funds is wrong. And I think all four of those things were part of, or a significant portion of those, were part of that original House compromise that was put together in a bipartisan way. And I know there's been jumping around and all that sort of stuff. Clearly, the measure moved by the House was inadequate to deal with the important issues here, and I think also that the Senate side didn't hit these enough. But I do think contained within that House work there, that when they got together and they actually took the time and they put together a bill, we can quibble about the wording of it and whatever, but they hit most of these subjects and they made a difference on them. And I think the legislature, before 6 o'clock should get a solid ethics bill. My hope and expectation would be that it would refer to these four areas and make solid progress in all.